जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस वरीवराजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की अंतराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 33 इति व्यवस्थितं तस्य व्यवसाय सुरोत्तमो दर्शयामास तुर्देवीं पुरो यानेन गच्छतिम् इति व्यवसितं तस्य व्यवसाय सुरोत्तमौ दर्शयामास तुर्देवीं पुरो यानेन गच्छतिम् इति व्यवसितं तस्य व्यवसाय सुरोत्तमौ दर्शयामास तुर्देवीं पुरो यानेन गच्छतिम् इति व्यवसितं तस्य व्यवसाय सुरोत्तमौ दर्शयामास तुर्देवीं यानेन गच्छतिम् इति व्यवसितं तस्य व्यवसाय सुरोत्तमौ दर्शयामास तुर्देवीं पुरो यानेन गच्छतिम् इति व्यवसितं तस्य व्यवसाय सुरोत्तमौ दर्शयामास तुर्देवीं पुरो यानेन गच्छतिम् माताजी इति व्यवसितं तस्य व्यवसाय सुरोत्तमौ दर्शयामास तुर्देवीं पुरो यानेन गच्छतिम् वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग इति दस व्यवसितं कॉन्टेम्प्लेशन तस्य of Dhruva, Vyavasaya, understanding, Surottamau, the two chief associates, Darshayam Asatu, showed to him, Devim, exalted Suniti, Pura, before, Yanena, by airplane, Gachatim, going forward. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great associates of Vaikuntha Loka, Nanda and Sunanda, could understand the mind of Dhruva Maharaj, and thus they showed him that his mother, Suniti, was going forward in another plane. Purport. This incident proves that the Shiksha or Diksha Guru, who has a disciple who strongly executes devotional service like Dhruva Maharaj, can be carried by the disciple even though the instructor is not as advanced. Although Suniti was an instructor to Dhruva Maharaj, she could not go to the forest because she was a woman, nor could she execute austerities and penances as Dhruva Maharaj did. Still, Dhruva Maharaj was able to take his mother with him. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also delivered his atheistic father, Hiranyakashipu. The conclusion is that a disciple or an offspring who is a very strong devotee can carry with him to Vaikuntha Loka either his father, mother, or Shiksha or Diksha Guru. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, if I could perfectly deliver even one soul back home, back to Godhead, I would think my mission propagating Krishna consciousness to be successful. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading now all over the world. And sometimes I think that even though I am crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples become as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam श्रीतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितम हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पदितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो आई वेलकम यू ऑल टू दिस भागवतम क्लास फॉर टुडे मॉर्निंग. आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द वैष्णवस प्रेजेंट हियर सो आई कुड स्पीक समथिंग वॉट एवर आई हर्ड through my limited intelligence. So this is a very, or you can say, today is the disappearance day of Dhruva Maharaj from this mortal world. This is the last shloka. After this he just moves on towards the spiritual world. So here Dhruva Maharaj is standing on the gates, like he's about to enter the Vaikuntha airplane. If you see the journey of Dhruva Maharaj, it's like, yes, unbelievable. There's a shloka in Bhagavatam which states, Kim Malabhyam Bhagavati Prasanne Shri Niketane Tathapi Tatpara Rajan Nahi Vanchanti Kinchana. What cannot a devotee, what can a devotee not achieve? If he has pleased Prasanne Shri Niketane, Kim Alabhyam Bhagavati, what he cannot achieve if he has pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tathapi Tatpara Rajan, Nahi Vanchanti Kinchana. And such devotees, even after achieving everything, achieving the Supreme Lord means you are getting everything with you. Even these devotees are like not expecting anything from the Lord except their devotional service. So if you see the whole, you can't say career, but the whole life of Dhruva Maharaj, he's just incredible, smashing records at every part of his career. As a small boy, 5-year-old boy, the kind of determination he showed, it was like unparalleled in the entire history, as per my knowledge. Then the kind of austerity he did at this such a small age, the youngest, I think, to do such kind of austerities where he became even heavier than the entire Bhumandala, and all the denizens of the heaven were disturbed by his penances. And one more record that he did was like within 6 months he got the darshan of the Lord, even starting from his penances erupting from this anger towards Suruchi and aspiring for some material cause. And then he ruled for 36,000 years, the entire planet, becoming fully Krishna consciousness, becoming fully Krishna conscious, and as well as making the others in his kingdom Krishna conscious. And not just this, his detachment after ruling 36,000 years. If you see the example of Dhritarashtra, he may not have ruled so many years, but his attachment to the throne is famous. Even nobody could get him rid of that throne until unless Vidura came there. So he detached himself after ruling 36,000 years, and now he has practiced, again meditated, again focused on the Supreme Lord. Because Lord had advised him that at the end of your lifetime you will come back to me. So in the previous verses we saw Dhruva Maharaj meditating on the Supreme Lord, his features, and he's showing ecstatic symptoms. And now he's on the in front of the doorstep of Vaikuntha, just about to board the Vaikuntha airplane. And what is actually Vaikuntha planets? Just like Vaikuntha is not a, you just don't go to Vaikuntha. It's not just a physical transportation from one point in the material world directly you go to the spiritual world. There is some place there. It's actually elevation of consciousness where we become one in the desire to serve the Lord. So Dhruva Maharaj is standing in the towards, always almost at the doorstep of Vaikuntha, ready to board the plane. Bhagavatam describes, Brahmaji describes in the third canto, what is Vaikuntha, how it looks like, what are the denizens of the Vaikuntha doing there. The verses come in a flow, like this is first verse is Vaimanika Salalanas Charitani Shashvad Gayanti Yatta Shamala Kshapanani Hantu Antar Jale Nuvikasan Madhumadavinam. Antar Jale Nuvikasan Madhumadavinam Gandena Khandita Diyo Penilam Shipantaha. So these denizens of the spiritual world, they are flying in the airplanes. Now one may see, okay, they are flying in the airplanes, they are just, are they racing towards each other? Like, are they doing some kind of racing or what there? Competition and all these things. It's written here, they are not doing any kind of material activity there, but they are singing the glories of the Lord. Gayantri yatra shamala, kshapanani hantu. So singing glories of the Lord, and they are singing with such kind of absorption. And who are there? Along with them, yat sankulam haripadaniti matra distes vaidurya marakata hema mayer vimane. Those planes are not any ordinary planes. Those planes are filled with all kinds of gems, jewels. Anybody, if he wants just to carefully see once the entire plane, it will take a lifetime for him. Such kinds of things are filled in this entire plane. But these people, these liberated people, they are singing the glories of the Lord with full absorption. Yesham Brihat Kaditata Smita Shobi Mukke. Forget the last line. Krishnatmanam Naraja Adadur Utsmayadde. They are along with their consorts, they are along with their wives. But all of them are just absorbed in chanting the glories of the Lord. There is nothing else where they can even deviate their attention towards. In the first shloka, Vaimanika Chalalanas, there are so many Madhavi flowers blossoming in the garden. Such fragrant breeze coming through. But actually, in that case, it is written in the shloka that they get disturbed by this breeze that is coming through the Madhavi flowers, because they are disturbing their meditation on the Lord's glories. So such are the denizens of Vaikuntha. So they are continuously singing the Lord's glories, they are continuously in absorption with the glories of the Lord. Not just this paravatanya bhrita sarasa chakravaka datyuha hamsa shukatittiri varhinamya. Kolahalo viramate chirmatram uccher bringadipe harikatam iva gayamane. So this shloka talks about all different kinds of birds in the Vaikuntha Loka. There are so many birds, peacocks, cuckoos, pigeons, and many other birds. They are singing in such sweet voices. And what they are doing, they are also singing the glories of the Lord. But what happens when the honeybee starts buzzing? Kola halo viramate chirmatra muccher bhringadipe harikatham iva gayamane. Because the buzz is not as loud as their sweet singing of the glories of the Lord, they stop just to hear the honeybee singing the glories of the Lord. So this shows that there is no envy in the spiritual world. Not even a tinge of envy. Everybody is happy serving the Lord, and everybody is happy to serve the others who are serving the Lord. One more shloka after that is like Mandara Kunda Kurubot Pala Champakarna. Punnaga naga bakulambuja parijata gandher chite tulsika bharanena tasya yasmins tapas sumanaso bahumanayanti. There are so many flowers, such fragrances of each and every flower. But they consider tulsi as the greatest because tulsi has got a special place. The garland of the Lord and also at the lotus feet of the Lord. So they are just thinking what kind of austerities tulsi might have performed so that they got, that she got such a place. So this is like Vaikuntha consciousness, as the Prabhupada coins it, where there is no envy actually. So here Dhruva Maharaj, at this juncture, being a liberated soul, performed all the activities, all the devotional activities, which he invited, which he attracted the Supreme Lord and his associates. And they have come here to take him back home, back to Godhead. Now somebody may ask, at this juncture, Dhruva Maharaj being a liberated soul, how can Dhruva Maharaj think about a material relationship? He is thinking about his mother. Okay, what happened? What will happen to my mother? So if you see, the manifestation of spiritual consciousness, or once anybody becomes spiritually liberated, doesn't mean one has to black out all the material connections. The connections may be there. There is a difference between material connections as well as material attachments. One may be having material connections even at the spiritually liberated level, but one will not have any material attachments on that level. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Raso Varjam Rasopyasya Param Drishtva Nivartate. When one gets the higher taste, one automatically forgets the lower taste. One is not attached to the lower taste. So there may be material connections. Even Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu Srila Rupa Goswami says, Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi. So even at this liberated stage, one internally follows what his constitutional position is, what his relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world, but externally he serves as a sadhaka. So being in a liberated position does not mean one has to forget all his, may not necessarily mean to forget all his material connections. Just like somebody is sleeping and suddenly getting up from the dream, after getting up from the dream in the Jagruti state, it is not necessarily that we forget all the dreams. Sometimes we may forget, sometimes we may remember. But the most important part is, once we get up from the dream, we understand that the dream is not important. It's not real. That's the important thing that we try to realize. So similarly, there are Jagruti states, Swapna, Sushupti and Turiya. Swapna and Sushupti, we can't endeavor for perfection. But in Jagruti state, we can endeavor for perfection. And from that state, we can go to Turiya. That is the Samadhi state. So this state, similarly, when पर्सन इन जागृति स्टेट मे नॉट नेसेसरीली फॉरगेट वॉट हैपन्ड इन स्वप्न, सिमिलरली इट इज नॉट नेसेसरी दैट अ पर्सन इन तुरिया स्टेट मे फॉरगेट वॉट हैपन्ड इन जागृति. एंड द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट रीजन ध्रुव महाराज इज रिमेंबरिंग हिज मदर हियर इज ही इज नॉट रिमेंबरिंग हर फॉर हर मटीरियल कॉज और यू कैन से फॉर मटीरियल नीड्स. ध्रुव महाराज इज रिमेंबरिंग हिज मदर फॉर हर स्पिरिचुअल परफेक्शन, थिंकिंग अबाउट हर स्पिरिचुअल परफेक्शन, नॉट फॉर हर मटीरियल नीड्स. वॉट विल माई मदर डू आफ्टर आई गो होम बैक टू गॉड एंड. सो हियर दिस इज नॉट इल्यूजन इन वन सेंस. ध्रुव महाराज इज नॉट इन इल्यूजन. दिस जस्ट शोज द कंपैशन ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज, हाउ मच कंपैशनेट ध्रुव महाराज इज एंड हाउ मच ग्रेटफुल ध्रुव महाराज इज टू हिज मदर. बिकॉज अल्टीमेटली कंपैशन इज वन ऑफ द की एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ और की क्वालिटीज ऑफ डिवोटीज. दे डोंट वॉन्ट टू गो अलोन टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, जस्ट लाइक प्रहलाद महाराज ऑल्सो सेज इन हिज प्रेयर्स, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू गो अलोन टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, आई वॉन्ट टू टेक ऑल दिस पीपल हु आर deviated from your devotional service along with me. So this is what compassion here is shown in the case of Dhruva Maharaj. So Prabhupada also writes a interesting purport. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, if I could perfectly deliver even one soul back home, back to Godhead, I would think my mission propagating Krishna consciousness to be successful. Then Prabhupada continues in the similar words. So even though I am crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples become as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. So if you see the examples, Prabhupada here showing humility regarding that even one of his disciples can become perfected, then he also can go to Vaikuntha Loka. This just shows the what the disciples or what is the disciples' duty. For example, just like when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, he was like sick in 77 in Vrindavan, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was taking care of Prabhupada, and then the reports would come in between about the preaching work and all. Then a report came and Tamal Krishna Maharaj read about the reports where it was written how the book distribution is going on, how Bhakti Thir. How Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would do the book distribution there. That time it was Ghanshyam Prabhu. Ghanshyam Das. Just hearing the book distribution records, and also one devotee, some Tulsi Prabhu, he has started a farm community somewhere in Africa or somewhere. So in this case, Prabhupada would become so happy. He made that famous statement, "My chest swells with pride by hearing all these kinds of glories of my disciples." So ultimately it is the disciples' duty to free the spiritual master from the anxiety of spreading the Krishna consciousness. Just like in case of Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni preached Dhruva Maharaj. So ultimately Dhruv Maharaj is remembering his mother. So anyone in connection with the devotee, anyone who is connected to the devotee, gets the same benefit as that of the devotee. Just like in this case of Dhruv Maharaj. So in this case, the disciples, like if I try to find out such examples where the subordinate tried to liberate their superiors from the clutches of material existence. Some of the examples I could find was of Vidura. Like when Vidura was insulted by Duryodhana, he left for pilgrimage. And after hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, he came back just for Dhritarashtra. He came back just for Dhritarashtra and spoke to him in very harsh words that you are deaf, dumb. यू कांट इवन मूव प्रॉपरली, द एंटायर बॉडी इज ड्विंडलिंग, इन सच केस यू आर स्टिल अटैच टू द थ्रोन एंड यू आर ईटिंग दोज थिंग्स विच आर थ्रोन बाय भीमा इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू जस्ट लाइक अ डॉग. एंड नॉट इवन दिस, यू आर ईटिंग फ्रॉम द हैंड्स ऑफ दोज हुम यू ट्राई टू किल इन द अर्लियर स्टेजेस. दिस इज टू मच, यू हैव टू लीव नाउ. There is no other way you can stay here and be attached to the throne. So Vidura as a subordinate tried to inspire Dhritarashtra for detachment. And this made him detached and both of them left for the forest. Another example that I thought like it comes in this line was of Bhagirath Maharaj. He brought the Ganges just to deliver the forefathers. Sagar Maharaj, he performed a sacrifice. He wanted to perform a sacrifice, horse sacrifice. And the horse was stolen. It was stolen by Indra. Then his 100 sons went, I think 100 or 10,000 sons. They all went in search of the horse. They dug the entire earth. It became a Sagar in the name of Sagar Maharaj. They came in front of Kapil Muni, who was doing meditation there. And they thought that he has stolen the horse. They tried to attack him and they were totally burned to ashes. Then the second wife of Sagar Maharaj, they went to Anshuman, I think Asmanjas. He tried to search the horse. Even they didn't get. Then their son, like Anshuman, Dilip. So finally Bhagirathi. Anshuman was able to find the horse and he also took a boon from Kapil Muni that you bring the Ganges, that Kapil Muni told that you bring the Ganges to the earth and finally all the sons of Sagar Maharaj will be liberated. So Bhagirath took that anxiety upon him and finally he was able to please Ganga Devi and she appeared, and when he fulfilled her boons requirements, she finally liberated all the descendants of Sagar Maharaj, the sons of Sagar Maharaj. So in this way there are different kinds of subordinates, or you can say different kinds of sons. Bhagavatam says, like I think in 9th canto, Uttamas Chintitam Kuryat Proktakari Tu Madhyama अदमो अश्रद्धया कुर्यात् अकर्चो अकर्तो चरितं पितुः. द फर्स्ट काइंड ऑफ सबॉर्डिनेट और सन इज लाइक उत्तमस् चिंतितं कुर्यात्. ही जस्ट डज एंटिसिपेटिंग द ऑर्डर ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर और द सुपीरियर, जस्ट लाइक वी हैव इन आवर प्रेयर्स. श्री रूप श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्व Padantikam. So Rupa Goswami understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Uttamas Chintitam Kuryat Proktakari Tu Madhyama. Proktakari Tu Madhyama means one who is second class. Like he will only do things after being instructed by the spiritual master or the superior. Adamo Ashraddaya Kurya. Third is he will do things but without faith in the instructions of the spiritual master or the superior. And fourth is akarto charitam pitu. Like he will not do anything even after being told. So it is told that he is similar to stool, that kind of son. I just remember one humorous story regarding this. There was a spiritual master who wanted to take his disciples from one place to another place, so he hired a bullock cart. So everybody got into the bullock cart with all the paraphernalia they had. They were sitting in the bullock cart. And all the disciples were foolish disciples. They did not have their understanding of their own. So spiritual master was very careful in giving instructions to them. Now the bullock cart started. And the spiritual master told his disciples, okay, I am going to sleep. Please take care of all the paraphernalia here. See that nothing should टेक अ प्रॉपर वॉच, नथिंग शुड फॉल डाउन फ्रॉम द कार्ड. सो द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर वेंट टू स्लीप देयर इन द प्लेस, वन प्लेस ऑफ द बुलक कार्ड. एंड सडनली व्हेन ही वॉज स्लीपिंग द बुलक कार्ड, देर वॉज अ बम्प, एंड ड्यू टू द बम्प वन ऑफ द होली वॉटर्स इन वन ऑफ द कलश, व्हाट यू से, वेसल, इट फेल डाउन. सो द डिसाइपल्स वॉच्ड केयरफुली as per the instructions of the spiritual master. So after some time, the spiritual master woke up and he asked, okay, everything is fine. So the disciples answered, yeah, yeah, everything is fine. Nothing is, there is no problem. Anything fallen down? Yeah, only that one kalash had fallen down. So why didn't you pick it up? So you told us just to keep a watch. So you are watching it falling down. So like, you are really foolish disciples. So I need to tell you, or what? It's a basic thing you need to understand. Whatever has to be, whatever is falling down from the bullock cart, you have to pick it up. It's a basic thing. You need to understand all these things. Okay, the disciples wrote in their books, okay, whatever falls from the bullock cart, you need to pick it up. Fine. Now the spiritual master goes again back to sleep. So again, after some time, the bull passes dung. And when the bull passes dung, one of the disciples jumps from the bullock cart to catch that dung because it has fallen down. Takes it up and throws inside the bullock cart. And when he throws, some part of it also falls on the spiritual master's face. So he gets up. Well, what are you doing here? Why this dung is there in the bullock cart? You told everything that falls down from the bullock cart has to be picked it up. I just picked it up. Well, you are really foolish disciples. You don't understand anything. Now I will prepare a very exhaustive list of what all things you need to pick up if it has fallen down. Except for this list, you need not pick up anything. So he gives a proper list and the students study that list. And again the spiritual master goes to sleep. Now this time, because the bullock cart, it's crossing the bridge. It is uphill road. And because the spiritual master was sleeping, he slid down on the road. And he rolled down and fell into the river. Then suddenly the disciples, they saw the list. They saw that the spiritual master is not in the list. We need not pick him up. So they were quiet. But suddenly the spiritual master started shouting, "Oh my disciples, what are you doing? Save me." So when the instruction came from the spiritual master, one of the disciples ran down and finally took hold of the spiritual master. So, these are the different kinds of disciples one can understand. So, Prabhupada, as per the pastime of the Prabhupada, that he would say, my chest would swell with pride after understanding the glorious contribution my disciples have made. So, it's the duty of the disciple to anticipate the spiritual master's instruction and act according to it. So I also came across one of the acronyms for Dhruva Maharaj. I just was hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita's lecture, so he made an acronym for Dhruva Maharaj. I just wanted to share with you. Along with this, he made an acronym for Dhruva, D-H-R-U-V. So the first D stands for distress, and direction. So Dhruva Maharaj was in distress, total distress, when he was just taken out from the lap of his father, or not given a chance to be in the lap of his father. So this distress, now in the case of distress, one can take any random decisions or very destructive decisions. But unless and until one gets proper direction. Now in this case, Dhruva Maharaj got proper direction from his mother, Suniti. So if at the time of distress, because in this, of course, Krishna says this material world is full of misery, there is distress. One is surely surely वन श्योरली विल बी ऑलवेज बी कमिंग अक्रॉस मिजरी. सो दुखालयम अशाश्वतम. सो एट एवरी पॉइंट इफ वन गेट्स अ प्रॉपर डिरेक्शन देन वन कैन गेट अ प्रॉपर डेस्टिनेशन एज पर द डिरेक्शन वन टेक्स. सो ध्रुव महाराज वॉज डिस्ट्रेस्ड एंड द डिरेक्शन वॉज गिवन बाय सुनीति दी. And direction was not as if like somebody comes to us, for example, okay, somebody is distressed, like we sometimes preach and some of the students come under us, for example, they take shelter and they ask us many questions. But we can give them knowledge, we can take them to a certain level. But if something needs a higher intervention, so we must direct them towards the higher authorities. Similarly, Suniti did the same here. She told that what you want cannot be given by me. You want a throne which is even bigger than of Lord Brahma. So this cannot be given by me. This can only be given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you can go to the forest and do austerities for that. So this proper direction was given. Similarly, when distress comes in devotee's life, it is not that we just take any material solutions and just depend on material solutions. But we also depend on the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, instructions of the devotees, and continue and intensify our bhakti during the period of distress. So this D stands for distress and direction. So at the particular time of distress, if there is proper direction, just also in the case of Arjuna, when his son Abhimanyu was killed, he was in total distress and that led to grief also. But by properly contemplating and proper instructions from Krishna, he was able to kill the maximum number of aggressors the next day in the battlefield. In that one day, he killed almost half of the army of the Kurus. Almost half. So that happened only because he could take a proper positive direction. So this, after D comes H. Now H stands for humility and honesty. Now in case of Dhruva Maharaj, he was humble as well as honest. When Narad Muni met him, he told like, this time is this is age for playing, not for doing all kind of austerities. Just go home back and play. Don't think so much about insult and all these things. But Dhruva was like honest. See, if you want to give me, you give me a path where I can attain a throne greater than Lord Brahma. So he was honest with his, level, where he is, stage where he is. At the same time, he was humble to accept the path given by Narad Muni. So many times we are so agnostic or so doubting that people are so much doubting that they don't take to spiritual path. Something as spiritual path as like shock absorbers. Okay, kind of they come whenever we are distressed, we come, okay, we get some relief and go back. Spirituality is not just kind of temporary experience, but it's kind of a state where we reside. So many people are like doubting, okay, what will happen if I take to spirituality? One of the things we need to understand, it's not whether the path is genuine or not. The path which we are taking is genuine or not. It's whether the practitioner is genuine or not that makes a greater contribution. Because if the practitioner is genuine, then Krishna will automatically give him the direction, proper direction. For example, just like once Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, one of the reporters or somebody else asked Prabhupada whether you believe in Buddha or not. So Prabhupada told, what I believe, that's not important, but do you believe in Buddha? Told them, no. Do you believe in Krishna? No. Jesus? No. You are not believing anyone. At least believe in someone and start practicing something. Don't just talk. So this was what Prabhupada told. So it's like, if the practitioner is genuine, just like in case of Dhruva Maharaj, because he was a genuine practitioner, he wanted, his determination was genuine, he wanted to please the Supreme Lord just to get the throne. Of course, that's a material desire, but because the practice, because the intention was genuine, he got away. Narad Muni came there to help him out. At the same time, most of the people, generally people outside, they do whatever things are there in their control. And sometimes they also take risks for things which are beyond their control. But when it comes to spirituality, people think so much of things which are beyond their control, and they never do things which are within their control. And that is why they always keep distance. They kind of quarantine themselves. Like nowadays, the quarantine stage has started. They quarantine themselves from the spiritual activities. They never even try to touch the spiritual activities. But in case of Dhruva, he was humble as well as honest to agree with all the proposals that Narada put forth. He gave him the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So he was humble, honest to accept whatever has been given to him. So after this DH, we come R, that is realization and reconciliation. So R stands for realization. Now this R of realization is, we can see, he got the darshan of the Supreme Lord. He got the realization that what he was asking for was just broken pieces of glasses. And what he has got is nothing but diamonds. So this realization, one can reconcile things, because one may start with a material motive, but if one gets realization, so all these small things gradually disappear. And what is the meaning of realization? Realization means one is internally satisfied, these are the symptoms, and externally detached. So there is automatically internal satisfaction and there is external detachment when one gets realization. And Dhruva Maharaj, we can see, once he saw the darshan of the Lord, he was totally free of all the misgivings done by Suruchi to him. And also against his father, Uttanupad, for not speaking up at that time. So everything, all these things seemed very small in front of what he achieved. So in this case of Dhruva Maharaj, just like for example, if there is a cricket match going on and somebody, two players of the same team start in a fight because of some, two players of the same team start fighting. But eventually if the match is won and they win finally, let us say the final World Cup, these small fights does not matter much. If you get something which is too big. So similarly, Dhruva Maharaj was not having any grudges once he got the realization and the darshan of the Supreme Lord. So he could reconcile things. He could give away with all the grudges that he had against his father and stepmother Suruchi. And finally, after R, that is U. U stands for upheavals and ugliness. Just like in the life of Dhruva Maharaj, all the kind of ugliness, like in the case of Uttama, his brother. His brother was killed by Yakshas, and then he took up arms and he started killing all the Yakshas. So there will be so much of ugliness in this material world. But one has to So even if there is ugliness and upheavals coming in one's life, if one is very determined to take guidance from the senior authorities, one can overcome all this ugliness and upheavals and focus on devotional service. Just like Dhruva Maharaj got the guidance from Swayambhuva Manu, and finally he was able to forgive all the excess. And finally, this DHRUV, V stands for Vaikuntha. He could attain this Vaikuntha Loka. which is unattainable even after years and years and lifetimes of practice. So he could attain in just 6 months. People may ask, okay, there was a Vaikuntha airplane coming for Dhruva Maharaj. It's not there in the other cases where we can't see Vaikuntha airplanes coming from each and everyone, for each and everyone. If you see, for Dhruva Maharaj, the Vaikuntha airplane came, but for Parikshit Maharaj, he was like bitten by the snake. There was no Vaikuntha airplane that time. So it's not the, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what is the way you die or which way you die. It matters how you live actually. If the consciousness during your life, that's what matters, not the way you die, whether Vaikuntha airplane came or it does not come. So Vaikuntha is a state of consciousness. It's not just physical transportation from physical world to the spiritual world. And at the same time, how to attain this Vaikuntha consciousness? Like somebody may say it's very difficult for even the remotest person who has not seen like Krishna or for anyone to come to Krishna. Krishna is just one thought away from us. You start thinking about Krishna and automatically you get attracted. So in this way, this entire thing, Dhruv, Dhruva, we could learn some basic lessons from how to be among the devotees, take shelter of the devotees, get connected to the devotees, and by their mercy, finally we can achieve even things which are beyond our reach. Similarly, here Suniti, who was a Path Pradarshak Guru for Dhruva Maharaj, she also received the same destination at Dhruva Maharaj. I would just like to conclude with this one shloka. Recently told by Gauranga Prabhu, yasyaika yassarvalokaika manobhirucha saubhagya bhu kachidatishta paccha yatrayam arupana tulyakalam tatprema shakhi phalvana tulya. This shloka is about Raghunath Das Goswami. This Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was like he considered each and every Vaishnava as great devotees, and he served all of them, and he pleased all the Vaishnavas around him. Yas sarva lokaika manobiruccha. Everyone was pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami. Saubhagya bhu kati kachid akrishta pacha. And because he pleased each and all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his seniors, his heart became a fertile land for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to be sown. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy, automatically that mercy, that seed of mercy, suddenly fructified into a whole tree. Tat prema kachit phalavan atulya. And it gave so many fruits. Now, similarly, the association of the devotees, that is our only through association of devotees is like the means which we can attain the mercy by pleasing them, by serving them, and we can achieve that destination which is even beyond our reach. So I would like to conclude here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions, we can take it afterwards. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, questions? Dhruva Maharaj, yeah, the plane came. Okay, Vaikuntha is a state of consciousness for Dhruva Maharaj. The plane. Now, the state of consciousness in the sense is like if you see in the previous examples also in Bhagavatam, like Bhrigu Muni also went to Vaikuntha. Bhrigu Muni went to Vaikuntha. The four Kumaras, they went to Vaikuntha. Who else? I think many people went to Vaikuntha. It doesn't mean that everybody just physical transportation, you go from here to Vaikuntha, you experience and come back. That's not a Vaikuntha consciousness means you elevate yourself by doing devotional service. You elevate your consciousness from a lower level to a higher level. And then रीच दैट कॉन्शियसनेस वेर यू अट्रैक्ट द मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सी व्हेन यू आर सर्विंग एट सच अ लेवल, स्पिरिचुअली लिबरेटेड लेवल, वेदर यू आर इन वैकुंठ और वेदर यू आर इन मटीरियल वर्ल्ड, बोथ आर सेम. इन दैट सेंस इट्स लाइक वैकुंठ इज अ लेवल ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस. ऑफकोर्स देर इज अ प्लेस वैकुंठ, बट यू कैन ऑल्सो क्रिएट वैकुंठ इवन स्टेइंग इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड by your elevation of consciousness, by practicing devotional service seriously and then elevating your consciousness. So there is no difference whether you stay here or stay in Vaikuntha, you will always be serving the Lord. So in that case, it's just a state of consciousness where we just don't go and experience and come, just like Bhrigu Muni went there, Dhruva Maharaj went there, Dhruvasa Muni went there and four Kumaras went there, but they just went there and came back.
But Dhruva Maharaj went in the same body, or he, when he quit his body, he went.
Dhruva Maharaj went in the same body or not? Yeah, he went in the same body. I don't know much of the details about it, but of course, whatever I can. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.